Well, Chaitanya Bhagavad, Madhyakanda, chapter 10, Shatapahariya Mahaprakash Lila, continuing. This is July 11th. And we're continuing the story of the interaction of Haridas Thakur and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Vishwambar, in the house of Shrivas Thakur. And Haridas has been describing his lack of qualification to receive any benediction from Lord Chaitanya. And he said, if you want to give me any benediction, may I be born as a kukur. Raka Bhaktagari. Raka Bhaktagari. Let me be born as a kukur, Vaishnava kukur, Janam. And I will protect the house of the Vaishnava. Raka. Raka Bhaktagari. And Lord Chaitanya said, what is this? You know more than, you're more than myself. Tomarai, this is text 95. Tomarai, Tomare Jukare Shada, Se Kariyamare, Nirantara Takiyami, Tomara Shadire, Vishwambar said to Haridas. One who respects you, respects me, for I constantly reside within your body. So this is the fact. The Lord Himself is reminding us. He's saying, I, Vishwambar, Krishna, Radhan Krishna, if you respect me, then you must respect Haridas. Because respecting Haridas means respecting Gauranga. Because Gauranga lives in the heart of Haridas Thakur. Tumi hena sevake amara, amara takaral, tumi more vidaye bhandila sarvakal. My glories are increased by a servant like you. You have eternally bound me within your heart. I experience the transcendental happiness of Vaikuntha when I associate with devotees like you, Haridas. So now Haridas is saying, I'm so disqualified. I'm like a dog. And then Mahaprabhu is replying and saying, no, I'm in your heart. If someone respects you, then he respects me. He's saying, my glories become increased because I had a servant like you, then my glories become more. I become more glorious. Like a tree, there's a mango tree. It looks very beautiful with its covering of green leaves in the springtime. But then when the summer comes, and then the fruits form on the mango tree, thousands and thousands of fruits, very tasty dasheri mangoes, dasheri yam. And then someone gets one of those fruits, oh, where does this come from? Which tree? Oh, this is from my tree behind my house. Oh, it's a very good tree. This fruit is so good, so tasty. Because I had some the same mango, but it doesn't taste as good as your mango. So we judge the tree by the fruits. The Mahaprabhu is saying that the tree becomes glorious by the glories of the fruits. The guru becomes glorious by the glories of his disciples. If the disciples are very glorious, then that means the glory goes to the guru. All glories to Prabhupada, we say. Srila Prabhupada ki. So Prabhupada has so many glorious devotees. Your guru is a glorious devotee. He's very glorious, and he increases the glories of Srila Prabhupada because of his own glories. He says, you have bound me, Vidaye Pandila Sarvakal, Sarvakal, for all time, you have bound me in your heart. You've eternally bound me in your heart. Morastane Moro Sarva Vaishnavarastan, Bina Aparadi Bhakti Dilatore Dan. Vishwambar said, Haridas, you have not committed any offense to me or to any Vaishnava. Therefore, I am awarding you devotional service. I am rewarding you the qualification for executing the You will never commit any offense to me or any Vaishnava. Since you have never committed any offense to me or any Vaishnava, I am bestowing on you the propensity for serving Krishna. That's a very interesting point. Saying, Bina aparada bhakti dila tore dhan. Bina aparade bhakti dila tore dhan. Because you're without any aparad, I am bhakti dila. I'm giving you this dhan. I'm giving to you bhakti. So we see how crucial, how necessary it is to be a Nirupadi, Nirupadi Vaishnava. Nirupadi. Nirupadi means no designation. It means like a straw in the street. Trinada Pusumichina. So we must be Nirupadi and Nirapuradi. Here Mahaprabhu is saying we should be Nirapuradi, we should be without any aparads. Because if we are not, if we have no aparads in our heart, then Krishna will give us bhakti. He'll give us devotion. And we see that if someone is an offenseless jiva, if he's a jiva and he's offenseless, he doesn't have guru, but he approaches, say he joins ISKCON, for example, and he's a very good-hearted, we say good-hearted, he's a very good-hearted human being. He's not envious, he's not deceitful, he's open-hearted, he's actually pure in his behavior. And he's not offensive. He likes everyone. He doesn't think, oh, these Muslims are no good, or Hindus are okay, or he is open-minded. And Krishna likes that very much, because he's not a perpetrator of jiva hinsa. Jiva hinsa is aparad, to offend any living entity, or to offend another adherent of a religion. So such a person will very easily receive the gift of bhakti. He'll very easily progress as a bhakta. He'll get good association. He'll meet a high-class Vaishnava for shiksha, and he'll attain the shelter of a high-class Vaishnava for diksha. Because Krishna's guiding, Krishna's arranging everything on the basis of his nirupadi and nirapuradi nature. This is nature. Some people are scorpions. Vrishchik. Vrishchik means scorpion. They're fault finders. They're very critical. Like, no scorpion? Vrishchik. Vrishchik. So, this is what we carry with us when we approach Krishna is also important. And then, even though we may be Vrishchik-like or scorpion-like, when we come in the fold of the Vaishnavas, then we have to modify our behavior. We must become Nirupadi, free from designations. Sometimes I hear the term, people say, oh, everyone in the temple is trying to be a leader. Everyone wants to be the leader. Everyone wants to be the chief. No one wants to be the servant. And we say, das, das, and das. That means you become my das, das, anu das. We sometimes say that, we ask people, what do you think the Maha Mantra means? The Maha Mantra means, oh energy of the Lord, oh Srimati Radharani, oh Mother Harad, please engage your Krishna in my service. Hare Krishna, Hare Rama. That's what they think it means. Oh, Radharani, you control Krishna. Every man is controlled by a woman, and Krishna is the same. So you control Krishna, you're the Shakti, the Adi, the Sarva Shakti. So, my dear Srimati Radharani, my dear mother, your mother Hara, I'm your son, and mothers always provide for their sons. So my dear Mother Hara, Hare Krishna, 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 please engage your Krishna in my service. Thank you. But what is the real meaning of the mantra? What is the actual meditation, the mantra art? What should we actually be meditating on? Oh, Mother Hara, oh Radharani, oh Pyariju, please, you're the beloved of Krishna. You're the Priyaji of Krishna. Please engage me in the service of your Priyatam. Priya Priyatam. Please engage me in your service to your Priyatam. That's even more specific. Please engage me in your service. In your service to Priyata. That is the service. Your service is the service. So this is just a side note. But Mahaprabhu is glorifying how much important it is to appreciate the devotees. Vrindavan Das Thakur says in text 98, chapter 10, Haridasa Pratibara Dilena Yakam Jaya Jaya Mahadwani Kutila Takam. As Vishwambar awarded this benediction on Haridas, a tumultuous sound of Jai Jai arose. So he's the only thing that Haridas asked for. First he asked, if I don't mind taking so many births, as long as you can bless me with Bhakta Uchishta, the Bhakta Avashesh, the food remnants, the Mahaprasad, the remnants of Mahaprasad eaten by the Vaishnavas. Then he chastised himself, Haridas chastised himself for thinking he was qualified for such a benediction. And then he downgraded his approach. He said, no, actually, I hit myself. I'm very sorry, my Lord. I feel so embarrassed and ashamed of myself. Now, I don't deserve that. Actually, please bless me that I'm born as a dog. Let me be born as a dog, but in the house of a Vaishnava, so I can protect the Vaishnavas. So this is, I just want to do that service, and maybe I'll get some remnants. So it's okay, I just have to keep the ice off my head. So then, Lord Chaitanya didn't accept it. He didn't accept all this humility. He did accept it, but he didn't accept that Haridas was so disqualified that he would have to take birth as a dog. But I don't accept it. You are in my heart, I'm in your heart. You're equal to me. And anyone who associates, Lord Chaitanya said, Haridas, anyone who associates with you for Tila Ardeko, for half a sesame seed worth of time. Sesame seed is half of that. This much time. How much time? That means it's a poetic expression, I said yesterday. It means a moment. You're such a great and exalted devotee. You're not a dog. You're not an undeserving person. You're such a great and exalted devotee, Haridas. If someone associates with you for a fraction of a moment, they will attain Krishna bhakti. So what am I going to give you? This is the benediction I'm going to give you. I'm going to give you bhakti. You'll be born. If you're born again, it doesn't even say about being born again. He's just saying, I'm giving you bhakti. It means prema bhakti, shuddha bhakti. Everyone heard this benediction. Mahadwani Uttila. Jai Jai. Mahadwani. Mahadwani Uttila. Loudly everyone chanted in unison. Jati kula kriya dani kichuna hai kare prema dana tivina na pai krishnare. Vrindavan Das Thakur comments philosophically to summarize this story into a tattva. Jati, good birth, kula, noble family, kriya, pious activities, dane, material wealth, kichu nahi kari, prema dana. They cannot award one prema dana, the treasure of love of God. Only by intense desire can one achieve Krishna. Intense desire. If one is proud of family prestige, he can't develop bhakti. Bhakti only comes by the mercy of devotees. Text 100. Jai Jai Kule Vaishnavera Janma Kena Nahi Tatapiya Sarvottama Sarvashastrikai. Vishwambar is speaking. All the scriptures declare that a Vaishnava may be born in any family, but he is certainly situated in the topmost position. So Vaishnava may be born, as very long purport, may be born in any low family, but he can take up devotional service. So we are all examples of that. Not that we're all born Brahmin families, very high class families. who may be Baniyas or Shudras or Mletras, whatever. First, Haridas is the example of the most fallen. Vrindavan Das Thakur says, Betara Praman Yavana Haridas Brahmadira Gurlava Dekila Parakash Yavana Haridas. Yavana means non-Hindu. It's the prime example of this principle. For he saw the Lord's manifestation, the rare darshan, which Brahma, the grandfather of the universe, did not see. And Vrindavan Thakur continues. Jai papishta vaishnavera jati bhuti kare janma janma adama janite yuvi mare. A sinful person who considers that Vaishnavas belong to a particular caste suffers in the lowest species of life, birth after birth. Vrindavanas, Vedavyas, Vrindavanas Thakur is trying to warn us, don't judge. Judge not, lest ye be judged. Jesus. He's saying we must be very careful how we view the Vaishnavas. We must, as to see anything, we have to see through Shastra. We want to see the science of biology. Or understand the science of biology, you have to see the science through Shastra. You want to understand the science of chemistry, you can understand by seeing through the Shastra. You want to understand what is the identity, Dham Tattva, what is the identity of the holy Dham. Because if you go to Vrindavan, it looks like any ordinary dirty Indian village, pigs and dogs and monkeys and all stool everywhere and mud and sewage and not very clean place. What's the difference between Hatras and Vrindavan? Hatras, or this ras, or that ras, any ras. Cold ras, hot ras. Hot ras and cold. So it looks the same, but when we read Shastra, then we say, oh, this is Chintamani Bhumi, Madhurya Bhumi, Madhurya Dham Vrindavan. This is a Prakrit. This is a Prakrit. This is a Prakrit Dham where Krishna has his alaukik leela. And those that have the salve of love putting on their eyes, they can see, even today, they can see the Prakrit Leela in Vrindavan. They can see Krishna and Balaram taking the cows out from Nandagram, going down to Govardhan. They can see the Julan Leela at Govinda Ghat, at the Sangam at Radhakam. They can see the Julan, Radhan swinging there, and the gopis pushing her. They can see. And this is Divya Drishti. As Arjuna stood on the chariot at Kurukshetra, and Krishna gave him eyes to see the Virata Rup, Virata Purush, universal form. So Bhakti gives eyes, Bhakti Vilochan. Premanjana Churiti Bhakti Vilochanena Santaksarai Vyesh Vilochan. Yam Shama Sundamachinha is the best. So this, you can see Krishna with this Bhakti Vilochan, Bhakti. So when we attain bhakti, high class prema bhakti, then we go to Vrindavan, then we can actually see Vrindavan as it is. We see the leela there. So the same way, there's dham tattva. To understand dham, we need shastra. To see the dham, we need special eyes. To see the alaukik leela in the dham, we need special eyes. We need the eyes of bhakti, the eyes of devotion. So there's another tattva called Vaishnava tattva. The truth of Vaishnavas. How to see them. We see them through the Shastra. Chaitanya Bhagavat is, and so many other Srimad Bhagavatam, is describing the guna and lakshan, characteristics and qualities of the Vaishnavas. What is their... And when we read how... What we learn from the Shastra is the identity, the truth of the Vaishnava. Who is the Vaishnava? And what is his sambandha with Bhagavan? The bhakta... Bhagavan Sambandha. What is the basis of the relationship between the Vaishnava and Vishnu, the devotee and the Lord? The basis is love and intimacy. They're like this. Bhakta and Bhagavan are like this. And these are two and two become one. Right? Ekat Madhuri Deha. Hindi film song. Ekat Madhuri Deha. Madhuri Do Sharirah. ekatmadoshtariya. So this is Bhakta and Bhagavan. They two become one. One in love. One in purpose. The Lord will give anything to his devotee. And the devotee will give anything to his Lord. The Lord will die for his devotee. Of course he doesn't die. It's an expression. And the devotee will die for his Lord. So we read that in Shastra and we see how much sacrifice, how much the devotee sacrificed for the Lord. And how much the Lord sacrificed for his devotees. The Vaidacharya is praying, "Oh my Lord, please come. Unless you come, who can save these people? The people of Navadvip were all worshipping Durga. And they're all mad after money and parties and lavish marriages of their children. They're spending 20, 30 lakhs on their children's marriage. And they're spending 1 rupee for Thakurji Seva. Like now, like in Delhi, Punjabi marriages, they spend lakhs and lakhs. 40, 50, 60, 80, 100 lakhs on a marriage. For prestige, name and fame. My Parivar, your Parivar, name and fame. A big feast, big noise, big money, big pandal. And Thakurji Seva, "Oh, I'm sorry, we can give 1,001 rupees to Krishna." So this is how it was in Navadvipa 500 years ago. No interest in religion. No interested in the teaching. Only bold. So Mahavishnu Dvaitacharya, he was perplexed. What to do? I'm only one old person. I'm one old Brahmin trying to preach. No one's listening to me. No one cares. Only God can save the situation. Hey, Bhagavan, please. Then hearing the cries of Dvaitacharya and feeling pity for his devotee Haridas, and for other reasons, internal reasons, Radha and Krishna combined, Radha Krishna Yuga combined as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and came to this world as a golden avatar. All because of the love of their devotee, Advaitacharya and Haridas. So we read these things and we think, oh, Vaishnavas are very, very dear to the Lord. There is no one more dear in this world to me than to me than the Vaishnavas. Saranam Ridyam Tvayam, Saranam Ridyam Mayam. In Durvasa Ambarish's story, Vishnu tells Durvasa Muni, he should know, Saranam Ridyam Tvayam. I am in the heart of my devotees, and my devotees are always in my heart. So this is the tattva. We learn the truth of the Vaishnavas by reading the Shastra. Then when we learn that truth, we have to put it into practice. Theory and practice. Gyan and vigyan. Theory and no practice is hypocritical. Hypocrite. You read, but then you don't respect the Vaishnavas properly, understand them. So to get the eye to understand Shastra, the holy Dham or Dham Tattva, we need Shastra. To get the eye to understand Vaishnavas and to see Vaishnavas, we need Shastra. We read the Shastra, then I never realized who they were or who they are. I never realized the full identity of the Vaishnavas until I heard, especially Chaitanya Bhagavat. Chaitanya Bhagavat focuses on Vaishnava Tattva as the main tattva, the truth of the Vaishnavas, how special they are. I thought, okay, I at my house I worship Radha and Krishna, my family, their devotees. And there's a temple, and there's initiated devotees. Okay, well, they're not much different than me. Then when I hear about their glories, I think, oh, 24 hours a day. 24 hours a day they're engaged in remembering the Lord. Akanda Smarana Dharma. Akanda Smarana Dharma. Their religion is remembering Krishna without break, no break, throughout the day and night. Akanda. Akanda Smarana. Kanda Smarana Dharma. That is their religion, that is their Dharma. From the time they wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning until 11 o'clock at night, it's Krishna, 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 Krishna. No business, there's no family, there's no kids, there's that. Maybe their kids, if the Grihastha's kids can also be there. But mostly that every thought, every action is for Krishna's pleasure, Krishna's seva. So I thought I'm living outside, I thought I was a Vaishnava. And maybe I am some type of Vaishnava. But then I see the dedication of the full-time Vaishnavas. Then I'm awed and I must see that they're more in a higher position than me. At least they actually are. by their behavior and their realization. So then, as Haridas is born a Muslim, he's born as a Muslim. But is he a Muslim? Is he an outcast? Is he to be rejected? No, Lord Chaitanya is saying he should be honored. You should associate with him. It will benefit you. You associate with him for a few moments, you'll become a pure devotee. That's how powerful he is. So then there's warnings. Vrindavan Das is giving warnings. That if you think that a Vaishnava belongs to a particular caste, then you will suffer birth after birth. Oh, he's a Russian Vaishnava. He's a Punjabi Vaishnava. Oh, he's a Bengali devotee. Oh, he's a Punjabi devotee. Oh, he's an American devotee. This is a very hellish mentality. Oh, this is an American Krishna. This is an American Bhagavan. Russian Bhagavan. This is Punjabi Bhagavan. Is there such a thing as a Punjabi Bhagavan? A Bengali Bhagavan? Punjabi Bhagavan is Rajma. Rajma. He's the Raj. Rajma. Ma means ego. Raj means king. Where ego is king, that's Punjab. Raj. Rajma. Because Namaha, Na means Ma, means ego. Ma. Ma means hankar. So Rajma. Raj means king. That's the God, the Ishtadeva, the Punjabi. No, it's not like that. It's only a joke. There's not a Punjabi. So if there's not a Punjabi Bhagavan, then how can it be a Punjabi devotee? Punjabi Vaishnava. It's not possible. If there's a Bengali Vaishnava, there must be a Bengali Bhagavan. Right? They go together. If there's Vaishnava, if you say he's a Bengali devotee, devotee means he's no jati. No jati, no kula. He's Krishna's devotee. He's Vaishnava. He's Vaishnava, bas. No, he's Punjabi Vaishnava. This is all Maya consideration. Jati, buddhi, kari. This is all Adam. Adam Yoni. Adam Yoni, Duvi More. He'll be born and birth after birth in Adam Yoni. Yoni means a womb. Very low, Adam, very low womb. And the lowest species of life, birth after birth. If through external vision one considers a Vaishnava is poor and devoid of respect to the caste or family, then he greatly increases his sinful life. He becomes polluted and takes birth in a lower species of life. This sounds like heavy, heavy reaction. All I said was he was a Punjabi Vaishnava. Or he's a low caste, he's not a high class Vaishnava. But this is, and then you think, well, this is an exaggeration. This is an exaggeration of Vrindavan Das Thakur. He says, a sinful person who considers a Vaishnava belongs to a particular caste. Oh, he's a Punjabi Vaishnava, he's a Bengali Vaishnava, he's an American Vaishnava. Then he will suffer in the lowest species of life, birth by birth, just by that vichar. By that viparita vichar, upside down consideration. Right? Backward thinking, wrong vision. So someone may think that that's an exaggeration. That seems like a hyperbole or a great, gross exaggeration by Vrindavan Das Thakur. Really? Just by that type of vision or that type of external vision? He says, oh, you don't believe me? You don't believe me, Vrindavan Das Thakur? Because I am Veda Vyas. Well, if you don't believe me, Vrindavan Das Thakur, will you believe Veda Vyas? Because this is what Veda Vyas says in Padma Puran. So in the purport, Bhaktisiddhanta quotes Padma Puran. And Padma Puran is written by Veda Vyas. Right? 18 Puran, there's 108, what is it? 18 Puran? 180 Upanishads. So, okay, Vrindavan Das Thakur, who is the incarnation of Veda Vyas 500 years ago, so Padma Puran says, Shudram Va Bhagavad Bhaktam Nisharam Swapacham Tata Vikshate Jati Samanyat Sa Yati Narakam Dhruvam. One who considers a devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who was born in a family of Shudras, Nishadas, or Chandalas, to belong to that particular caste. In other words, if you see and judge, you're born in this caste, then now you're a Vaishnava, you're still, now you're that caste plus Vaishnava. Or you're a Shudra Vaishnava. You're a Chandala Vaishnava. Another way to say American Vaishnava means that you're a Gnostic Vaishnava, you're a Yavana Vaishnava. Now Yavana means outside Hindu Dharma. Muslims are called Yavanas. Yavana Haridas. Right? Or you're born in America, you're a Yavana Vaishnava. Because there are people who think like that. When the devotees came in 71 to India with Prabhupada, they went to a different place in India, the caste Brahmins in Vrindavan and other places. So they're Vaishnavas. Okay, you can maybe say they're Vaishnavas, but they're like Yavana Vaishnavas. This is what they were saying. They were saying Yavana Vaishnavas. They wouldn't let them in the temples. Some places. And Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, when he came to Vrindavan on Rajmandal Parikrama with about 1,000 devotees, all the temples, all the major temples in Vrindavan, they closed the doors and would not let Bhakti Siddhanta in the temple or any of his disciples. Because he was giving Brahman initiation to non-Brahmins, to Shudras, Bengali Baniyas, Bengali Kshatriyas, lower any caste, and anyone who joined him would give Brahman initiation. They said, this person is outside Vedic Dharma, this is incorrect. So they couldn't get in any temple. Radha Madan Mohan, Guruji, Damodar, all these temples, they were blocked. But it's not. Only Radha Raman opened the doors. Bhagavan Radha Raman ki, Radhika Raman ki. So they understood, because one of the devotees in the Goswami family, one of their ancestors was a good friend of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, of course, is the father of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. So he understood the Gaudiya Vaishnava presentation of Bhaktisiddhanta, and he knew that it was actually backed by Shastra. So the caste Goswamis of Vrindavan, they were very limited in their vision. So the translation of this verse is one who considers a devotee who goes to hell. Sayati, yati narakam dhruvam. Dhruvam means certainly with great force he goes to hell. It's a narak buddhi. It's a hellish intelligence. See like that. Oh, he's a Russian Vaishnava. American Vaishnava. And then there's another verse. This is from also Padma Puran. Shwapakam even neksheta loke vipram avaishnavam vaishnavo varna bhayopi punati bhuvanatrayam. If a person born in a Brahmin family is an avaishnav, a non-devotee. Now listen to this. Person is born in a Brahmin family. Brahman Jati, he's born Brahman. But he is not a Vaishnava. Means he's worshipping Durga, he's worshipping Shakta, so many Brahmins too. So Vrindavan Das Thakur is trying to correct our vision, to give us the correct vision of Vaishnava Tattva. Because to have any understanding of any particular subject, we need knowledge. And knowledge comes from Shastra. As we mentioned, Dham Tattva. To see the Dham of Vrindavan, and to understand the truth of Vrindavan, we can't see with our naked eye. Our vision will be faulty. But we study the Shastra, and we understand this is a Prakrit Dham, and even the Lord's pastimes are still going on there. Vrindavanam Kritgaja, Padamekam Nagachati. The Lord never leaves Vrindavan even for one step. And those Vaishnavas with the eye of devotion, Bhakti Vilochan, they can still see in the Leela Stalis, they can still see the pastimes of the Lord in their own diaries and writings. They describe their spurtis or visions of the Lord, or even Sakshat Darshan. These things happen in Vrindavan. So we hear about the lives of the Siddhamatmas and Premi Bhaktis of Vrindavan, and we read about the Tattva. And then we can get, when we go to Vrindavan, we can see a little better, see through the eyes of Shastra. So that's Dhamma Tattva, Vrindavan. The Vaishnava Tattva, Chaitanya Bhagavat in this section, he's saying that if someone considers a Vaishnava, he's a Vaishnava, on the basis of his birth, his jati, or his kula, or his caste, oh, he was a Shudra before, or he was a Chanda, or he was a Yavana like Haridas. And so he's come into the Vaishnava fold and taken Diksha or initiation, but still, he's not a Vaishnava, he's not really a full-fledged Vaishnava, but he's a Yavana Vaishnava. He's an American Vaishnava. He's a Punjabi Vaishnava. As we said earlier, for those who didn't come in, is there such a thing as Punjabi Bhagavan? Is there Bengali Bhagavan? Is there German Bhagavan? French Bhagavan? Bhagavan is one, God is one. If Bhagavan is one, then the Vaishnava, if Vishnu is one, the Vaishnava is one. Vaishnava is not different than Vishnu. He is the servant of the Lord, one in quality but not in quantity. So as it's absurd and ridiculous, obviously, to think of a Punjabi Bhagavan, a Bengali Bhagavan, a Garhwali Bhagavan, or a French Bhagavan. So it's similarly absurd, and the scriptures say it's actually sinful, and even can drive one to hell. It says, Adama yonite dubi mare. He said, birth after birth, when we, Adama yoni, will take birth in a lower species, a lower womb. Just by the wrong vision, by wearing someone else's glasses, you'll make a mistake of vision. So by ignorance, due to ignorance of Vaishnava Tattva, we will mistakenly judge, measure others, and criticize or make offense. And then Sananda Saraswati is quoting these verses from Padma Purana. So then he goes on to say, first he's saying that someone is born in a very low class, Chandala, Yavana, Nishada, Shudra, and then they become Vaishnava. If you offend them, then you go to hell. Then he goes to the other side. That's if you're born a very low person, become Vaishnava. Then he says, in other words, he's trying to glorify the transcendental position of Vaishnavism. What a Vaishnava is. He's beyond all the designations. It's a transcendental position. Then he goes to the other side and says, well, what if you are born as a Brahmin? Now you're a Brahmin by birth, but if you're not a Vaishnava, it's not that you have a lower birth when you become a Vaishnava, but still you're tagged. You're tagged, oh, he's a Punjabi Vaishnava, he's a Bengali Vaishnava. Okay, we rectify, we understand that then. But now, what if you're born in a Brahmin family, but you're not a Vaishnava? Then, the Padma Puran says, Vaishnava Varna Vyopi Punati Bhumanatrayam. He says, if a person is born in a Brahmin family, is not a devotee, one should not see his face. Exactly as one should not look upon the face of a chandal or dog eater. However, a Vaishnava found in varnas other than a Brahmin can purify all the three worlds. That's what it says, Punati, Bhuvana, Trayam, Bhurbhuvaswa, Punati. He can purify, Punya. He's saying someone's a Shudra because of Vaishnava, he can purify the three worlds. But if someone is a Brahmin, he's not a Vaishnava, he's a dog eater. If you see him, it's like a dog eater. You become contaminated. So this is just some Vaishnava Tattva that Vrindavan Das Thakur is winding up or concluding the story of Haridas witnessing the Mahaprakash Leela of Mahaprabhu and all the prayers, the wonderful prayers revealing the heart and humility of Haridas Thakur when he was offered benedictions by Bhagavan Vishwambar. He said, I'm not qualified to receive any benediction. You want to give me a benediction? Then bless me that I can have the Bhakti Avashesh, the Bhakti Uchishta. And my next life, whatever it is, I don't even know what form. But whatever, life after life, all I pray is I can get some Maha Maha Prasad, the remnants from the mouth of the devotees. And then when after he said that and he heard himself say that and he thought about it, and Haridas retracted that, and then he said, "Oh my Lord, please forgive me, I made a great offense, I'm a great aparati." I'm recapitulating what we said over the past 2 days. So Mahaprabhu, please, you know, I'm a great aparati. How could I utter such a request for such a benediction? Actually, Ami Vaishnav Kukur Janam. Then he says, Braka Bhakta Gare. Actually, if you want to give me a benediction, then bless me that I become a dog, that I'm born as a kukur, kuta, a dog in the house of a Vaishnava, and I will raka bhaktagari, bhaktagar. I will protect. How? I will be in front of that devotee's house and I will bark. So he was praying like that. And then when Lord Chaitanya heard this, he said, yes, okay, Hari, that's very, very nice. I appreciate your dainya bhav, your intense humility, and how you really genuinely feel like that, lower than the lowest, and totally disqualified. But now let me tell you what I think about you. And then Lord Chaitanya went on to say that, I think that you are superior to me, that your love is so great that you can control me, that you're so great, tila ardheko, Sangha, Prima Bhakti Prapti. If anyone associates with you for half a sesame seed, for a fraction of a time, they will get prema by just a lava matra. Associating with you for a short period of time, they will get prema. That's what I think, Haridas. And if anyone glorifies you, because you're such a great devotee, that they will actually liberate themselves just by glorifying you, who think of yourself as such a fallen yavana or whatever. And not only that, so what benediction am I going to give you? I'm not going to give you the benediction of being a dog. I'm not going to give you the benediction of taking some species and getting the bhakti shishta. I'm giving you the benediction of prema bhakti. I'm going to give you prema bhakti. That's what I'm going to give you. Then when all the devotees heard that, Jaya Jaya Mahadwani Utila. Jaya Jaya Mahadwani Utila. And very loudly everyone, Mahadwani, Mahadwani. They said, Jaya Jaya. Such a great benediction has been received by Haridas. So then after that, wrapping up the story, Vrindavan Das has been taking this Leela and giving us some tattva to understand the Vaishnava tattva. Haridas is, although born a Muslim, he's a Muslim no more. He's transformed. Now iron, but when the iron contacts the sparsha money, it becomes gold. You can't say, oh, you're iron. Yes, I'm iron. I am 13,000 rupees a gram. That's what kind of iron I am. You say I was a 1 kilo chunk of iron, of loha, but now the sparsha money has touched me, I've been turned into gold. So, yes, I am iron. If you want to buy me as iron, you have to pay 13,000 rupees for 1 gram of my 1 kilo. You want to buy 1 gram of mine? Now, how much is one, if you take 1 gram of my body, how much can you get for it? Nothing. I have to pay you to take it. But so now, it's not iron anymore. It's 100% gold. Has the value, the beauty, the weight of gold. So the Vaishnava, he was iron before, by mantra diksha. Now he has a prakrita deha. Mantra diksha kale, a prakrita deha prapti. Mahaprabhu's telling himself, the time, diksha kale, the time of diksha, the devotee's body becomes a prakrita deha, spiritual body. We can say, and if the surrender is full, the body is immediately a prakrita deha. If the surrender is partial, the prakrita deha is already there. And then it becomes gradually realized. The more the surrender, the more the realization of the prakrita deha. But the fact remains, that happened. Diksha Kali verses in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So now the devotee is gold. Now he's worth 13,000 rupees a gram. How much he weigh? 50 kilos. This piece of gold is 56 kilos. Anyone can buy me? 56 kilos times, how many grams is that? 1 kilo is 1,000 grams? No. 56,000 grams. So 56,000 grams times 13,000 rupees. Because I've been turned into, I was iron, but by Prabhupada's mercy, by Guru Kripa, now I've become gold. Before my body was worth nothing. But now I'm gold, so now I'm 13,000 rupees a gram. Times, I'm 56,000 grams. Right? You follow? You understand? Gold is 13,000 rupees a gram, someone told me. Is that right? Huh? 10 grams, excuse me. Oh, you get a discount. I'll give you a discount. Okay, so now I made it a little cheaper, so who wants to buy it? Who can buy it? So in other words, the point is that the Bodhi, the Vaishnava, is invaluable. He's a very, you can't calculate how valuable he is. So if you think he's Punjabi Vaishnava, or he's Bengali Vaishnava, he's, oh, who is your guru? Oh, it's my guru. Oh, he's American. He's American Vaishnava. He's a Vaishnava. Oh, he's American guru. If there's American guru, that means there's American Bhagavan. Bhagavan and guru are one. Bhagavan, Vishnu and Vaishnava are one. Is there? This is just a repeat for people can get. This is called logic, Naya. How can you say, oh, he's American guru? Then he's American guru and he's engaging in the service of the American Bhagavan. Acha. Now what does the American Bhagavan look like? Oh, very extraordinary. He's blue, has beautiful wavy black hair and lotus eye. Oh, that sounds like the Indian Bhagavan. No, Bhagavan is Bhagavan. Bhagavan, one. So, this is what he's saying. Now, after giving us some sober points to rectify our vision or to correct our myopia, maybe we have Vaishnava Tattva myopia. Vaishnava Tattva myopia means the inability to see Vaishnavas at a distance. Right? Then Vaishnava, what's the opposite? That's it. When you can't see close, but you can see far. Myopia. What about when you can see far, but not close? Huh?
Metropia.
So if you have a hyper, whatever, I can't follow it. Anyway, you got the idea. So now our vision is corrected by Shastri, by Tattva Gyan. It's called Tattva Darshan. Tattva gives Darshan. Bina Tattva, Bina Darshan. Darshan means philosophy, Darshan means to see, Darshan means Krishna, Sakshat Darshan. This is the ultimate philosophy. Darshan means philosophy, and the ultimate tattva is Bhagavan Tattva, Bhagavat Tattva, and the ultimate, the culmination and conclusion of Bhagavat Tattva is Sakshat Darshan, Prem Prapti, Bhagavan Prapti. So when you realize the tattva, when you're one with the tattva, Tanatmika with the tattva, the Bhagavat Tattva, Krishna, Bhagavan Tattva, Bhagavan Krishna Tattva, then you surrender samarpana. In Sharanagati, then you give yourself fully to Krishna, then he gives himself fully to us, then there's Sakshat Darshan. So that's the ultimate Tattva Darshan. Isn't it? So this ability to see the Vaishnavas is coming. Now the Shruti follow. Haridasa Stutivara Shune Jayetana Avasya Mili Vaitare Krishna Premadana. Anyone who hears the prayers of Haridas and the benediction he received from Bhagavan Vishwambhara will certainly obtain the treasure of Krishna Prem. Arivo! So, in this last 3 days, those fortunate Vaishnavas, it's everybody, who is here, or not here, but somehow heard, they get this benediction from Vedavyas. Vrindavanadas Thakur is Vedavyas. He's giving this benediction, this blessing. As, it's interesting because he's carrying on the parampara. Mahaprabhu Vishwambhara, he gave the blessing to Yavana, as it says, as saying Yavana Haridas, as he said,
says here, Yavana Haridas. Yavana Haridas is the prime example of this principle. He was born, but now he's Vaishnava. Now he's no more Yavana Haridas. He's Haridas Thakur. Before, when he was in Mayapur, and then he said, oh, there's the Yavana Haridas. That's what the smarta Brahmins were saying in Navadvipa. Yavana Haridas. So now he's Thakur, Vaishnava Thakur. Namacharya. He's the Acharya. He was born Yavana, now he's the Acharya. He's Acharya. Usually Acharya is born in a Brahmin family. Maybe born in a Brahmin family takes sannyasa. Not necessary. He can also be Grihastha. He becomes Acharya. He must be born in a Brahmin family to be an Acharya. Nimbarka Acharya, Acharya is it. Madhva Acharya, they're all born. Ramanuja Acharya, they're all born in Brahmin families, I believe. But Yavana Acharya, born in a Muslim family, became the Acharya of Hindu Dharma? Isn't this an amazing paradox? This is Gaudiya Vaishnava. This is the fullest expression of the Bhakti Vatsalya of the Lord, the affection, the Kripa of the Lord, as the Kuna Avatar Mahaprabhu. Kuna Avatar Mahaprabhu, most compassionate and merciful Lord. So, Mahaprabhu gave the benediction, oh, I give you a blessing, Haridas, and you will get prema. And bhakti, I will give you bhakti dila. Dana, I will give you bhakti, devotion. So now, Vrindavanadas Thakur, who is also coming in the parampara of Mahaprabhu, Bodhi Vaishnava, he's giving the same benediction. Anyone hears about the story of Haridas getting his benediction will get the same benediction. He says, Krishna Prema Dan. Krishna Prema Dan. He will get the wealth or treasure of Krishna Prema just by hearing. Hearing and seeing. You hear the story and the bhav, the emotions, the mood of humility, the mood of love for the Lord. We pray that that comes into our heart from Haridas. We become tanmoy with his feelings. And then we try to learn the teachings and see the Vaishnavas as the Lord sees the Vaishnavas. Lord Chaitanya doesn't make any distinctions. Bhagavan and Krishna doesn't make distinctions. High or low Vaishnava. Vaishnava is Vaishnava. He loves everyone equally. And so this whole lila between Mahaprabhu and Haridas is taken as a golden example for Kali Yuga. Because generally people in Kali Yuga, manda sumanda matiyo, manda bhagyu padruta. Very low, fallen, sinful species. Very less qualification, even born in Brahmin families, drinking, smoking, so many things. Not everywhere, but many places. It's Kali Yuga. But that's okay. Because even a Yavana can attain Krishna Prema. What to speak of someone born in a Brahmin family? They may be fallen temporarily or exhibiting bad qualities by bad association of Bogicha. But then by the mercy of Mahaprabhu and the Vaishnavas, then they become the purest devotees, purest Vaishnavas. So, Vrindavanadas goes on, because you may not believe this. Oh, how is it possible just by hearing? He says, Evachan Moranahi Sarvashastrikai Bhaktakyan Shunile Krishna Nete Bhaktihai. You may doubt, oh, what is this simply by hearing about Haridas and Vishwambar? That I will get Krishna Premadan? I have some Shamshai. Shamshai. I have some doubt. Of course, that means lack of vishvas. And that can be a problem also. If one doubts the shastra, then the benediction will not come to him. One must be nirapadi. Nirapadi must have itcha and shraddha. Must be free from offense, nirapadi. He must have desire to obtain the benediction which is being offered. That must be his ache itcha, his only desire. All I want is this. This is all I want. I want you're offering this Krishna praying. That's all I really want. And if we have a clean record, a clean heart and mind, and free from all offense, nirapadi. And then if we're, yet the most crucial thing is vishvas. Suvrita vishvas. We actually believe it. Shastra says if I hear the Bhagavatam, 10th canto of Bhagavatam, with the explanations of the Rasika Vaishnava Acharyas, like Prabhupada and other Acharyas, if I hear the Rasa Panchadaya, then the Ridro Kamam, the Kamam Ridro, the Ridro, the disease, the heart disease of lust, material lust, it will go, it will be destroyed. That prema, Param Bhakti Labhyate, Param Bhakti Labhyate, by hearing the Rasa Leela, Rasa Panchadaya, Adhyaya, the five chapters, 29-33, if I simply read and hear it, that prema, that Braja prema will flow into my heart, and it will drive out, like when rain washes, falls from the sky, the rain falls down, it washes all the dirt and mud off the leaves and the buildings, everything becomes fresh and clean. The trees look so lively and glistening with all that mud and dirt and smog and pollution washed off their leaves, and the buildings and streets look so clean after a heavy rainfall. So this rainfall, this harikatamritam of this rasa-lila is so powerful, such the highest form of Bhagavan with the highest form of bhaktas in the highest dham with the highest lila and the highest exchanges, the most intimacy of love. All of that is compressed and contained within the Rasa Panchadhyaya. And if I expose myself to that and I hear that with submission and purity of heart and mind with a Seva Bhav, not Kam Bhav, but Seva Bhav, to serve pastimes, and then I actually have, and I have this desire, then this benefit, that's what the end of the chapter says, Rikritikam Braja Vadubir, and saying that Shukamuni, Vedavyasa is writing, anyone who hears this, then this Param Bhakti Labhyate, this high, this Prima Bhakti of Braj comes in the heart and it washes out. Does it say the rain comes down and washes all the dirt off the leaves? So the Harikata comes in and washes out and our heart becomes free from the disease of the heart, lust. And then someone says, how is that possible? No vishwas. Shastriya Vishwas, Shastriya Shraddha. This is primary, this is basic, and Jiva Dharma describes, without Shastriya Shraddha, there's no progress. That's the beginning. Step one, faith in Shastra. I believe it, I embrace it, I accept it, I submit to it, it is my everything. So here, it's funny because Vrindavan Das Thakur, he's anticipating a doubtful audience. Because he's writing his book in Kali Yuga. Kali Yuga, the atmosphere is surcharged with faithlessness. There's a lack of faith, and faith means, what does faith mean? It means Shraddha, Vishwas, faith. Prabhupada says that the atmosphere, the environment, the atmosphere, the environment which we live in, it's surcharged and saturated with faithlessness. No faith in God, no faith in man, no faith in politicians, no faith in husband, no faith in wives, no faith in teachers, no faith in guru, no faith in anybody. Sometimes you ask people, do you believe in anything? I believe in money. Acha, okay, very good. Now you can start your bhakti. At least you believe in something. You have Shraddha for paisa. Rupi Shraddha. Rupya Shraddha. So, detecting this mentality, he's saying this, I'm offering this. Vedavyas Vrindavanas Thakur is saying, yes, I told this story, I narrated this story, this Leela. Now I'm offering this benediction. This will give you Krishna Premadan. Ah, come on. That's an exaggeration. You're trying to sell the product telling me so many glorious things. I doubt it. What is this? So then he says, this is not my statement. This is the verdict of all the scriptures. Simply by hearing the Vaishnava Akyan, the topics, talks, simply by hearing the topics about devotees, one develops devotion for Krishna. Shunile, Bhakta Akyan. Bhakta Akyan Shunile, Krishna Bhakti Hai. This is everywhere, the Shastras. And then there's so many references given. Bhakti Santa Saraswati says you can see references in the Amalagyanam, in the Bhagavad Purana, 1217, 1528, 2237, 284, 3911, 1033, 39, which we just quoted. Dr. Kriti Tam Brajapudu, 12312. So, Mahabhakta Haridasa Thakur Jaya Jaya, Haridasa Sanarnani, Sanarani, Sarapakshay. All glories to the great devotee Haridas Thakur. By remembering Haridas, all one's sinful reactions are vanquished. Haridas Thakur ki! Haridas Thakur ki! Namacharya Haridas Thakur ki! Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna! Krishna Krishna! Saying, Mahabhakta, Mahabhakta Haridas Thakur. This is interesting. Verse 105 is this. Now listen to this. That's 105. And verse 101 is Yavana Haridas. Yavana Haridas in verse 101 became Mahabhakta Haridas Thakur by verse 105. So this is the point. Iron becomes gold by diksha. Right, bell metal turns to gold. All glories. Jai Jai. Sarapapaksha. Jai Jai. Sarapapaksha. All sinful reactions are vanquished. May we leave this room today with a clean heart. Clean mind, clean slate, expression. Slate means the chalkboard. It's clean. When the teacher writes and cleans it, it's made of slate, hard stone. So tomorrow morning when we chant japa, or tonight, will be shudanam. All sin, now here we're attaining namabhas. Now we walk out of here liberated from all the apuras, all sins. And then tomorrow we can pray. We can't chant Shudanam. Shudanam will descend, being pleased with the purity of our attempt, with the purity of our attainment, our progress and bhakti. Shudanam will descend in the heart. We can't, on our own, we can't say, now I'll chant Shudanam. No. Now I will pray to Sri Nandaru that he will reveal the pure aspect to me. Always there. The sun is always shining, but the clouds of aparad are blocking our vision. So the pure holy name is always shining in the sound vibration of Hare Krishna. The clouds of aparad are covering our vision of that pure holy name. It's the same Hare Krishna mantra. But today we can't see Krishna, tomorrow we see Krishna in the same mantra. It's very glorious, or rather I would say, not glorious, but uproarious verse, just by remembering. And of course, expanding from the Shastric principle is that it's tremendous benefit to hear the topics about devotees. That's told everywhere, here in Chaitanya Bhagavat and other places, other Shastras. How much value one gets about hearing great stories of the devotees. So therefore, there's hundreds and hundreds of biographies of Vaishnavas. There's one famous one in Hindi is, what is it? Obiyal Kapoor's book. Braj Ke Bhakta. Braj Ke Bhakta. It's in Hindi. It was first published in 1947 or 51 or something. It's been reprinted 39 times. 49 times. It sells in North India and all over Rajasthan and UP and Haryana and all this Himachal, all this area. This book is a huge seller. It's in two volumes. It's the biography of 400 Vaishnavas that lived in Braj. I think mostly Braj. Over the last 500 years. Even some recently. Gorky Shore's biography is there. Siddharth Gorky Shore, Rajke Bhakta. And he was a PhD in religion from Allahabad University of Bialkapur, and he was initiated by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Prabhupada knew him. So there's so many books, the biography of Ramanuja and Madhvacharya, of course Lord Chaitanya, and that's what they've done. So many Vaishnava biographies, and we have our own biography of Srila Prabhupada, Lilamrita. It's probably one of the most extensive biographies ever written. It's a, you know, it's a pretty huge book. Six volumes individually, not one big book. And how much enthusiasm one feels for. Actually, I would like to suggest something, because I met somebody recently, just about an hour ago. He was telling me in Hindi, "Oh Maharaj, my bhakti's down. Bhakti bhog kam hai. Aajkal bhakti bhog kam hai. Kya kare? What to do?" And so then. I'm now thinking of this point. I realize an answer which we will give now, which we realized ourselves, because our bhakti also goes up and down, maybe mostly down. But when we read the lives of Vaishnavas, reading the biography, the Vaishnava Charitra, the contemporary Vaishnavas, especially our Gaudiya Vaishnava, that's our family line. It's most anukul, Krishna Bhakti, Braj Bhakti anukul, reading about our own jati, Gaudiya Vaishnavas, but any Vaishnava. It is so beneficial, so inspiring, and really gives some juice, some energy for devotion, for surrender. And I find that the biography that gives me the most inspiration for surrender is the biography of Srila Prabhupada. How he struggled, how much love he had and has for his disciples, and for everyone for that matter, especially his inner circle of surrendered disciples, and how much he cared for them, especially the early days, 66 to 1969, so much TLC he gave, and how much struggle, and how much surrender, and how much sacrifice, and then how much dedication. And then you read that and you say, and you think, where is Prabhupada? And where am I? And, well, I have to readjust and increase my own surrender, and increase my own dedication, and increase my own sacrifice. Has a very purifying and enthusing effect. It actually fills one with enthusiasm. Of course, it's one's own guru. So it gives you a direct association with the guru. But even any Vaishnava you read, has anyone ever spent time reading the pastime or the stories of the Vaishnavas? Isn't that wonderful? Because it's the whole philosophy in living technicolor. You read the philosophy and read the ancient Puranas and the stories and the Bhagavatam and the Bali Maharaj and Durvasan. Okay, that's like, seems so far out of reach and touch and imagination. And then all of a sudden you open a book and read about a Vaishnava from 20 years ago or 50 years ago or even just a few years ago. Oh, actually, well, they're still here and they're just here a few moments ago. It's so much inspiring. So I would recommend to anyone who feels low in their devotion or thinking what book to read or should I chant more japa? Should I sing a kirtan? What should I do to rectify my devotion? Then I think this is one point we can draw from this whole discussion of these verses about Haridasa's charitra, is to open a book about a great Vaishnava, especially a Gaudiya Vaishnava, and read about his life and teachings and see what happens. This is the thesis of the hypotheses. Now you have to make the experiment. Text 106, chapter 10. Keha bali chaturmukha yena haridas keha bali kaladhera yena parakash. Someone said, Haridas is like someone means someone in that Sangam. In Shiva Sangam, during that 21 hours of ecstatic Leela, Shatapahari Leela, Mahaprakash Leela, Mahapur, they were all together, they were all locked up together for 21 hours, about 250 devotees. And someone in that group said, Haridas is like four-headed Brahma. Another devotee said, he is a manifestation of Prahlad. So it's the... of course, this is what often people say, that Haridas is the combined form of Brahma, Prahlad. But I heard this question was asked to Bhakti Rakshak Sridharadeva, the Swami, about the specific identity of Haridas. He was saying, Haridas is Haridas. He's a Nitya Parishad in his own right, Gaur Leela. But it's not... And sorts of people make stories sometimes that Brahma came down, took the form of Haridas. It's not like that. But he said you can trace some of Brahma. You can trace some speciality, some of the special qualities, the vishesh gun of Brahma and Prahlad in Haridas. Haridas is not, you know, a three-headed jiva. One head is Brahma, one head is Prahlad, and one head is Haridas. He's one jiva, the eternal associate of the Lord. But there's some representation. There's some representation of the bhava, or the qualities, or the attributes of Brahma in him. Then we have to trace that out. Of course he did in his lecture. And there's some representation of Prahlad, what Prahlad stood for and represented. There's also some strong representation of Prahlad in the life of teachings of Haridas. This is how one should understand it. Not that he's a combined avatar. This is at least... this makes sense to my devotional intelligence, and I highly regard the realizations of Bhakti Raksha Sridharadeva, my Prabhupada's beloved godbrother, who he himself said is my Shiksha Guru. He said that Srila Prabhupada said that I consider, and he did, he took so much, many people he gave Shiksha to, because he was so senior, born in a Brahmin family, raised pure Vaishnava Brahman from birth, and Nastik Brahmachari, Sanskrit scholar and pundit his whole life, so he was quite respected. Even Bhakti Santa Saraswati said that, I'm very happy, I'm leaving this world, but I'm very happy, because I know that there is at least one devotee who will carry on the Siddhanta Bhakti of Caitanya Mahaprabhu, our Sridhar Dev Goswami. The statement. Many people were there and heard the statement. So this is Bhakti Siddhanta's statement about Sridhar Dev Goswami. So he was saying this. So someone said like that. Sarvamati Mahabhagavata Haridas Chaitanya Goshtira Sange Jahara Vilas. Haridas is certain. Vrindavan Das Thakur says, Haridas is certainly an exalted devotee. He enjoys his pastime among the associates of Lord Chaitanya. Mahabhagavat. Now see the terms that are being used about Haridas. Mahabhagavat. Right? Mahabhagavat. Then Mahabhakta. Mahabhakta. Haridas Thakur. Mahabhagavat. This is the Vaishnava. The pure Vaishnava attains these type of titles. And Chaitanya Goshti. Chaitanya Goshti Sange Vilas. So he in the Sangha and the Goshta. He's among the Goshti, all the devotees who are glorifying Chaitanya. He's in the Chaitanya Goshti Sangha. Vilas, engaged in pastimes. And Bhaktisiddhanta gives a purport. Brahma and Shiva, the destroyer of the universe, always express a desire to achieve the association of Haridas. So by his own statement, Bhaktisiddhanta is also saying that he's not saying Brahma is Haridas. He's saying Brahma desires to attain, there's Brahma and there's Haridas. Brahma desires to attain the association. But why do we find the representation of Brahma in Haridas? Or how or why do we find a representation of Prahlad? Starting with Brahma. The representation of Brahma we find in Haridas is in the beautiful prayers. In the prayers. Because in the Brahma Stuti, 10th canto of Bhagavatam, chapter 14, is Brahma Stuti. And there is very beautiful prayers with exhibiting an extreme mood of humility. Extreme mood of humility in his prayers. And similarly, in the prayers here, and so many other examples of this quality in Haridasa's life, but in these prayers specifically, Haridasa is exhibiting this same quality of Brahma, this extreme humility. And then where do we trace out the representation of Prahlad in Haridasa's life? That's very easy. Go to 22 marketplaces. Go to 22 marketplaces with 10 men with bull whips in their hands and bamboo lattis, and they're beating you on the back and head and cracking you with their whips. And all the time you're engaged in smiring of the Lord, remembering the Lord. We find this representation of Prahlad and Haridas because we know about Prahlad. He was beaten, he was thrown off cliffs and put in all the time. And what, see, why Prahlad? Because what is the speciality of Prahlad? How did Prahlad attain perfection in bhakti? Vishnu Smarana. And this is a, and what was the perfection of Haridas in bhakti? Smarana. Even if you weren't here, but in the classes, there's seven or eight verses all about Smarana. Akanda Smarana Dharma. Akanda Smarana Dharma. It says the Dharma of the Pandavas and the Dharma of these Parishas of the Lord, like Haridas, is Akanda Smarana Dharma. This is their Dharma. Akanda. Akanda Smarana. They remember the Lord moment to moment to moment. Not Ante Narayana Smriti. Ante Narayana. Ante Narayana Smriti. Not at the last moment, but every moment. Ante means the end. Ante Narayana. Well, at least at that moment, we should remember. But we can't remember at the last moment unless we try to remember every moment of every day. Kirtaniya Sadhari. So, that's another representation of Prahlad we find in Haridas. He was being beaten to death, and what was he doing? Ow, 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 oh help me God, help, ow. No, only remember. He's just remembering the Lord. This is my lot. Whatever it is, my Lord, I'm just remembering. Just. And because he was remembering the Lord, his memory, because Nam Rup Gun Leela, you remember the name of the Lord, you remember the form of the Lord, then the Lord remembers your name, the Lord remembers your form. And when you're in time of need, then he will manifest his form in front of you or behind you. So, Haridas was remembering the Lord. And the Lord came from Vaikuntha. The Lord started remembering. He was remembering the Lord so intensely that he captured the mind of the Lord in Vaikuntha. Then the Lord started remembering his devotee. Oh, my devotee. He's being beaten and caned and whipped in 22 marketplaces. I must go there immediately to protect him. Konteya Patijanihi Name Bhakti Pranashiti. So he came immediately, and he came from behind, and he embraced Haridas Thakur with a loving embrace from behind, like you may run up behind somebody. Not only embrace from the front, but you surprise somebody. Surprise! And they even cover your eyes, and they're embracing you from the back. Who is it? Who is it? Oh, come on, who is it? You know, it's Krishnadas. Oh, Krishnadas, I haven't seen you in 20 years. So he came from behind and embraced Haridas. And he, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, said, I, Haridas, I took the beating on my back, because I could not bear to see my devotee being beaten. So it sounds like Prahlad Maharaj, doesn't it? Prahlad was thrown off the cliff, and he's just flying through the air, little baby Prahlad, 5 years old, Kumar. And he's saying, oh, Vishnu, Vishnu, Vishnu. Then Vishnu came, and just put his hand like this, and he held Bhakta Prahlad, and he just, like a parachute, just came down very slowly. And in the Hari Bhakti Surodaya, it said when he landed, And the bottom was a cliff, and it was supposed to be so many rocks and everything, it was supposed to smash to bits. It was about the rocks, all the boulders and rocks at the bottom of that canyon, they turned into a 50 feet high pile of cotton. It was like 20 meters high and 20 meters wide and 20 meters thick of cotton, all fresh cotton, like a huge razai. So this is the representation of Prahlad we see in Haridas. It's not that Haridas has three heads. Here's Prahlad. Or no, four. Haridas has six heads. He's Brahma, so that's four. He's Haridas, that's one. And he's also Prahlad. So that's four and five, six. Right? The six-headed Bhakta avatar. You thought Dattatreya was cool. Dattatreya is nothing. He's only three heads. Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh. Right? Dattatreya. Bhagavan Dattatreya. Three. Look at this guy. Six heads. It's not like that. So I think this seems to be a very reasonable and philosophical answer. It's like sometimes it says that Rai Ramananda is the identity is given by Krishna, Gaura Ganadesh Deepika, by Kali Karnapur. It says he is Arjuna of the Pandavas. The fact is that Rai Ramananda, because Rai Ramananda was one of five brothers. There was Vaninath Rai, Ramananda Rai, and Gopinath Patanayak, I forget. There was like five brothers in the family. So Mahaprabhu himself, he just made a comment. Sometimes I've met people and they come and they say, oh, I say, how many brothers? They say, oh, I have myself and four brothers. Oh, you're like the Pandavas. And we laugh. I say, oh, you're like the Pandavas. So if you're the Pandavas, oh, your father's like Pandu, and you're the Pandavas, right? They're not the Pandavas. So the same way, Mahaprabhu, when he met Rai Ramananda, he said, you know, there's five brothers, and there's Bhavananda Rai, and like this. He says, oh, you're like Arjuna, you're like Arjuna. But he's not Arjuna. Rai Ramananda is Vishakha-sakhi. Vishakha. He is, in Gaura-lila, Rai Ramananda, right? One. And Krishna-lila, Vishakha-sakhi, one. But because there's five brothers, oh, the Pandavas. It's not that he's Arjuna. Or you might say there was some representation of a similar way, there's a representation of Arjuna. But Arjuna is in Vaikuntha, Hastinapura. He doesn't play a role in this Gaura-lila. You can say, unless there's some representation there. So Kali Karnapur, he must have seen some representation, but it's not that Arjuna became Vishakha or Rai Ramananda. The eternal identity, the dual identity in Gaura-lila, Rai Ramananda, and Krishna-lila, Vishakha. In Braj-lila, Arjuna is not there, except there's one pastime, Padma Puran, where Arjuna, in Hastinapur, briefly for a few minutes, because he was asking Krishna, he said, listen, it's Padma Puran. He said, I want to see your Braj Leela with the gopis. He said, well, you have to be a gopi. And he says, this intimate Leela of the gopis, how can you understand? You can't see. You're Leela, you're in Vaikuntha thought. So then Krishna said, look, I'll make arrangements. So then Krishna created a situation, I don't know how you can say it, but he became a gopi. And his name is Arjuniya. Arjuniya. Arjuniya gopi. It's in Padma Puran. And so it was almost like he was on the chariot, and then Krishna created this whole Leela. He just brought him into the Apricot Leela and gave him the name Arjuna. And he saw the Leela and experienced the Gopi Bhava. And he came back and said, so now Arjuna, you're satisfied? Yes, very nice. Okay. So that was just a momentary thing. So this is some points. 109. Haridasa Sparsha Vamsha Kari Devagan Ganga Vachena Haridasa Majan. Vrindavan Das Thakur says, the demigods desire the touch of Haridas, and the Ganga awaits for Haridas to take bath in her waters. So now, Vrindavan Das Thakur is explaining to us the real eternal identity of Haridas Thakur. He posed himself, he posed to take birth as a yavana, a Muslim, to teach as a teacher. The devotees and the Lord, they come here. The parishads and the Lord, they come to this world to teach, to relish their own vilas, the Bhagavan Bhakti Vilas together, and to enjoy the association of his devotees and to relieve their distress. Bhagavan came, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to relieve the distress of his devotee, Advaitacharya and Haridas. But then they come to teach whom? To teach us. Arjuna is a Nitya Parishad. He's a Premi Bhakta. He never gets an illusion. He's never a conditioned soul. But he comes into this Leela and Dwapara Leela and Dwapara Yuga to play the role of the Shishya. Shishyashtehamam Shalimam Pampapana. He says, Karpanya Dosho Patatsupana. He says, I'm confused about my duty. Now I surrender unto you, Krishna. Shishyashtehamam. I want to be your shishya, your disciple. Please instruct me. So it's a leela. It's only a leela. It's a teaching leela. God has to teach someone. So then, I want to teach someone. So someone has to play the role of the fool. Okay, I'll play the fool. Okay, you play the fool. Chia, I don't want to fight. And I'm afraid and I want to take sannyas. Oh, you fool, you're speaking learned words. You're a fool. You're speaking like a learned man. Actually, you're a fool. What is this? Arise, the chastiser of the enemy. Give up this petty weakness of the heart. Fight. So this is a leela for teaching. So similarly, now we're finding out, oh, Haridas is Mahabhagavat. Haridas is Nityaparishad. Brahma and Shiva are glorifying Haridas. Oh, wait a minute. I thought Haridas is some... Now we see the true picture. Now he's played his role. He's taught us so many principles of humility, surrender, dependence on the Lord. And he's also shown that a Vaishnava can appear from everywhere and be careful. He taught us a lot about Vaishnava Tattva. It's one of the teachings that through Haridas Thakur, through this particular Nityaparishad, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants to give us a very, very important shiksha on Vaishnava Tattva. Who are the Vaishnavas? The Vaishnava is transcendental. Vaishnavas are special. Don't offend them. Don't disregard them. So now we're like, we're amazed. Oh, so I never understood. So this is so now they're saying that Brahma and Shiva, they constantly desire to associate with Haridas. Like Vaishnavanam Yata Shambhu. Vaishnavanam Yata Shambhu. Shambhu is the greatest Vaishnava, Shiva. He wants to be with Haridas. And then the demigods, Haridasa Sparsha Bancha, Devagan. The Devagan, the demigods, they want to touch Haridas. Now, would any demigod want to touch a Muslim? No way. Outcast. Lose their own caste. The Ganga is the Charanamrita, is Ganga Devi. She's waiting, eagerly waiting. Oh, when will Haridas come and take bath in my waters so I can touch him? You know that? Such is the position of Haridas. Sparsher ki dhaya dekhileya Haridas chinde sarva jivera anadi karma pash. What to speak of his touch? Just by seeing Haridas, all of one's bondage from time immemorial is cut to pieces. Wow. This is amazing. Really proclaiming the glories. The scriptures are really proclaiming the glories of Haridas. Now we can find some more interesting points about relation. Prahlada, Haridas. Prahlada jehina daitya kapi hanuman e mata haridasa nicha jatinam. So now we see another representation, more parallels or similarities between Prahlada and Haridas. Prahlada was born in a low family, born in a demoniac family, Hiranyakashipu. Daitya janam. And Haridas was born in a Muslim family, and Prahlada was punished. And Haridas was punished. Vlad remembered the Lord. Vargas remembered the Lord. It's a very obvious conclusion of the similarities, you see.
As Prahlad was born in a demon family, and Hanuman was born in a monkey family, Haridas was born in a low-class family.
Haridasa Kande Kande Morari Sridhar Asiya Tambulakaya Prabhu Vishwambar.
As Haridas, Morari, and Sridhar, Kalavesha Sridhar, cried, Lord Vishwambar smiled and ate betel nuts, because he's in his mood of Vaikunthanath.
This is Aishwarya Prakash, Mahaprakash.
He's not acting as a bhakta now, he's acting as Bhagavan. He's sitting on a singhasan. He's sitting on a singhasan. One side is Narayan, the other side is Lakshmi, the deities. Right behind him. Shalagrams all around, he's sitting there. In Yogasan.
Kulavicha Sridhar, call, go, he's not here. He's not here in the Sangam.
Maybe 11 o'clock at night, whenever, because it's 21 hours.
Go out on the field to find Kulavicha Sridhar, bring him here. And then they interacted.
The Murari Gupta was there, then they interacted. Now Haridas is interacting.
Two Brahmins and one Lecha.
And they're just crying, oh, what mercy we receive, how kind is our Lord, how wonderful He is. They're all three are just crying. Such a beautiful vilas they had with the Lord. And all the other 200 devotees are watching, amazed, oh, and there's jai, jai. Glorious darshan. And the Lord smiled. Blessing everyone.
Vasiyakshi Mahajyoti Kattara Upare Mahajyoti Nityananda Chaturdhari Shire.
As the most effulgent Lord Vishwambara sat on the singhasan,
Mahajyoti,
the most effulgent Mahajyoti Nityananda held an umbrella above the Lord.
Chaturdhari Shire.
Advaitera bite chari hasya hasya manera britanta tandra kahe prakashya.
Vishwambar smiled and looked at Advaitacharya as he revealed Advaita's internal sentiments.
Chaitanya Bhagavat ki.